We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Mets are playing a matinee day game today against the Toronto Blue Jays, and we go to Citi Field, where Eddie C. is there. Eddie, first, is the tarp on the field right now?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. But they are removing it. They're in the process of removing it. I've heard that it's going to be kind of like this all day, and they're going to play through it. So, you know, Toronto's not coming back, and that's probably not a good thing for the Mets, as a matter of fact, that they're not coming back.
Right.
Now that I think of it.
They want to play them all the time.
By the way, Eddie, let me just get this out of the way. Your report is brought to you by Bay Ridge Honda, one of the dealerships proudly owned by Ravi Sabah in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, by CSEA Local 830. We work for you, but a locally owned and operated Papa John's proud partner of the Mets. And by Interstate Battery, every battery for every need. There you go.
There you go.
The one thing I remember about Mets Blue Jays, and I mentioned this yesterday, was when the coaches were fired before the Sunday night game against the Yankees, and that sparked the Mets. After they beat the Yankees that night, they swept the Blue Jays. So I remember that, and then they played the Red Sox, and they really got going. But I didn't even realize until I looked last night on Baseball Reference until yesterday late afternoon that they had never lost to the Blue Jays at Chase Stadium or Citi Field.
That's correct. Yes, they are totally, what is it, 12-0. That's pretty good. Keep them coming back, but this is the last one for, I guess, 3 years. So.
You know what I'm telling you? I know this is history. That doesn't matter. It's like the Kings should have beat the Lakers in 02. What would have happened with the Nets? If the Blue Jays beat the Royals in 15, the Mets win the World Series. I really believe that. If the Blue Jays beat the Royals, we are going to a parade in November of 2015.
Yeah. That's possible, I guess, yeah.
Can't
That's
rewrite possible. History, even though a lot of people try to do that.
I want to. I would like
I
to rewrite history.
I get
Let's
that.
Let's do it.
I
well,
understand.
you could also say if the Mets had beaten St. Louis in 2006, they would have been.
That, too. There you go. That's another great example.
Yep.
And the Jets would have won back-to-back Super Bowls if they won those two title games under Rex with Mark Sanchez. Yeah. They would have won both Super Bowls.
You think so?
No, not at all. But
I don't
why
think
not?
So
Let's
at
go
all.
With
I think
this.
They would have lost to the Saints and the Packers.
I agree with you, actually. But, I'm just going all the way with it.
It would have been nice to be there, I'll say that.
Yes, that would have been.
Let's sit around and rewrite history.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, a lot of people try to do it, Ed. Now, anyway, with that said, Cespedes on the DL. Finally, they put him on the DL.
It's about time.
Yeah. It's only 10 days, which isn't bad. But how about that? I guess hopefully we see him in 10 days, right?
I would expect that. He was not a happy camper today, but he wasn't a happy camper yesterday when he got called in and told he wasn't in the lineup. They might have told him yesterday that he was going on the DL, but he kind of declined comment today. He didn't need an interpreter for it either. He said, sorry, guys.
Is that what he said? Okay, good.
Yeah, sorry, guys. And he said it in English, too. So, like I said, no interpreter needed. We got the message. He didn't want to talk. I'm sure he wants to play. You know, he's hit some mistakes. Nola made a mistake down at Philly the other day, and he deposited that. It's awfully tempting, and I understand, you know, what the Mets were trying to do, although I didn't think it was the wise thing to do. You know, when you're not scoring runs and somebody is producing some runs, like Cespedes was for the most part, you know, you don't want to put him on the DL. You also don't want to lose him for 2 months.
No, you can't do that.
Here's the problem with all this, and I understand the Mets being conservative, and I think this is a great opportunity for Juan Lagares and an opportunity for Brandon Nimmo, and maybe Conforto can get his head out of his rear end. All great. But it feels like, okay, when he comes back in 10 days, Eddie, it's going to be the same thing. He always has these nagging injuries. It's always there. So is anything really going to be different in 10 days?
I can't, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, you know, supposedly this was a different regimen in the off season, and, you know, not as much with the heavy lifting, et cetera, yoga, and, you know, he was more supple, more flexible. But, yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, we're having the same problems, obviously, and this is, you know, supposedly a little bit different, I guess, because they're still calling it hip flexor. Mm-hmm. He says it's a quad. I don't know where the heck it is. All I know is he's hurt, and, you know, he should rest it and hopefully get past it. And when he comes back, you know, he can go for, you know, 3 months or whatever and not have to worry about that. But I mean, there's no way of knowing, honestly. Hopefully this settles it down a little bit, and he can come back healthy.
When's Frazier come off the DL, Ed?
Tomorrow. He can come off tomorrow, Joe. I think he will. I mean, not tomorrow, Friday. I mean, I'm sorry.
Friday,
they're off
okay,
tomorrow.
Right.
Friday is the day. But he took batting practice on the field yesterday. And he's been doing workouts down in Philly. On Sunday, he was out working out, with the trainers. So, I mean, he looks good and says he feels good. So I would assume, I'm just checking here, he can come off, on Friday. So, I would expect that he would be. Yeah, we'll see.
I tell you, this lineup they have
today.
Oh,
my God, Eddie.
This is
a beauty, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's reminiscent of a game that I'll never forget now. It was that game against the Dodgers at Citi Field where Clayton Kershaw pitched. And it was the first time I ever went into a baseball game. And it wasn't just me. The entire ballpark had an electric, perfect game feel even before the first pitch was thrown because the Met lineup was that bad against Clayton Kershaw. And I found a similarity.
Are you saying that Jay Happ is licking his chops?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe he is. But the guy hitting third for the Mets that day against Kershaw is the same guy hitting third for the Mets today, Wilmer Flores. The cleanup hitter that day was John Mayberry. The fifth place was Eric Campbell.
Yep.
That was their lineup that day. It feels like there's some similarities going on here.
You never know. You just never know. I mean, Evans is here. He was probably going to play. I guess I was a little surprised that Conforto was in the lineup, although you got the off day tomorrow. He was off yesterday, so I think they want to get him back in there, but he's going against the lefty. And I told you, I like the kid, Guillorme. I mean, he can hit.
Batting 1,000, Ed. 2 for 2.
Yes, he is. Yes, he can. I told him last night, I said, be careful. I said, take some walks. Keep that batting average at 1,000. He's a good kid. He's a baseball player. And he's playing third. He's been playing short down at AAA. We'll see how he handles third. But he's moved around the infield. I think he's okay. So they give him a shot.
By the way, so that night, Kershaw did pitch 6 perfect innings before it was finally broken up. You want to guess the Met that broke up Kershaw's perfect game that night?
I should know that.
I'll give you a hint.
Campbell.
The man is in the building today at Citi Field. So it's not Eric Campbell.
All right.
He's in the building today.
He's in Citi Field today.
Okay. Citi Field today.
That's right. You want me to tell you? He's leading off for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Curtis.
Oh, Granderson.
Curtis Granderson broke up the perfect game. Right. Kershaw ended up pitching a complete game shutout anyway, but he gave up 2 hits. Piece of you know what?
Yeah. Eddie, when is Syndergaard going to stop pitching like a third starter? You know, and start pitching like the 1A he should be.
Yeah, it's interesting. We talked about this a little bit the last time that people have been on his fastball a little more this year, and that's why I think he's gone more to the breaking stuff. And I don't think his slider has been like his slider has been in the past either. He's still, last night was ugly because 5 innings and 103 pitches. You knew it was going to be a long night for him to get through. But, one thing that he said, which I thought was telling, is that the start before, he talked about, using his 4-seamer more, going up in the zone and trying to strike guys out. And he did that the first inning against Granderson, I think it was. Went upstairs and didn't really do that again. And I asked him after the game, and he said, I didn't have the opportunity. It was some kind of answer. I didn't really have the opportunity. I didn't feel that was the pitch to make at the time or whatever. But I just think, if he changes eye levels a little bit more than he has, I think it would be to, his benefit. Let's put it that way. I do think he'll get better as the season goes on, but it hasn't been great thus far. That's for sure. I would agree, though, Joe, with what Dave Island said. And the fact is he's kept you in every game. He really has.
Well, he's done that. Yeah.
He's done that. And that is, ultimately, that's the job of a pitcher. I know what you're waiting for, and I know what everybody's waiting for, is the, 12, 13 strikeout game and, blowing guys away. And
more than 5 innings, 103 pitches, Eddie.
Well, that's true. Yeah, the length of games for him has been that's been a little puzzling for sure. But there's no question. Yeah,
I don't even honestly, I don't really care about the strikeouts because he had a lot of them on opening day, but he didn't pitch all that well. It's more just about give me eight scoreless innings. I'm jumping over the seven. I want eight. I mean, this guy really wants to be an ace. He gives himself this nickname Thor. The guy has pitched seven innings once this entire season. That was the game he pitched in the eighth inning. Outside of that, his longest outings have been six innings.
That was that Cardinal game they lost when Lagares didn't catch the ball.
That is correct. They lost that game. Outside of that, every other game, the furthest he's gone is six innings.
I think, one important thing to me anyway is to see Wheeler and Matt continue to be fairly consistent. Because I think Wheeler has the last couple of starts. Matt seems to be getting there. If that can continue, if they can be consistent instead of the way up and down, you know, the disparity between starts, whatever, I think that's going to help them an awful lot because, you know, for the most part, the other two guys are certainly going to keep you in games. And then you pray for Vargas.
Let me ask you that. That's the perfect segue into what I'm going to ask you. How long is the rope for Vargas? I mean, how many more starts can they give him, Ed?
You know, I think he's going to start Tuesday. I think that would be the day that they would slot him back in. And that'll be against Miami. So I think there's a method to the madness there as well. You have a lighter hitting team that you go up against. But, I mean, Joe, honestly, this is a guy that I think is going to be a rotation guy. I mean, I can't picture him in the bullpen. I really can't. But you can't obviously keep going like this. It has to get better. Dave Island's a big fan of his because he knows him very well from Kansas City. So it's up to him. He's the pitching coach. He's got to fix him. So he thought he pitched pretty well in the simulated game. But again, you know, everybody's simulated game looks pretty good.
He's pitching to me, you know?
But I think that's his next chance, probably next Tuesday. I think that's when he's going to slot back into the rotation.
Oh, boy.
It's painful.
He's really tough to watch, man.
Oh, my. He's tiring. He gives up three runs in the first inning. It's like a given.
I know. I never thought I would lose patience this quickly, but he's so awful. Oh. He's really, really bad. I mean, honestly, I'm not even exaggerating. I feel like I'd give the Mets a better chance to win if I pitch, and I top out at 56 miles an hour.
Well, you'd be throwing all that junk at him.
That's right. A lot of junk.
A lot of folly floaters.
They can't figure it out, man.
You know, people's patience is probably a little thinner simply because, listen, he did win 18 games. The problem is that most of that was in the first
big
half
deal.
Of last year, and the second half was not very pretty. There were a few starts in September that were better, and he hasn't gotten off to a good start here. The injury that set him back probably did. He just didn't have a normal spring training, so you hope it comes around. We'll see if it does start next week.
Eddie, you know, and he's not playing today again. What's going on with Bruce? I mean, he's kind of flying. He's had a terrible year. Let's be honest. What has he got, like three homers and 14 RBIs? I know he's had this plantar fasciitis and all of that. But, I mean, what's going on with this guy? He's not even in the lineup today.
No. Yeah. Three homers, 14. That's exactly what he's got. Bruce has always been one of those guys, though, Joe. You know, you look up at the end of the year and the numbers are there. He is a very streaky player. I'm sure you're going to see a good streak at some point. It would be nice if it started soon, because you're in the middle of May right now, and they could use it. This is a team that, is still a couple of games over 500, and I believe still a negative run differential, whatever, although that might have changed last night. It still is negative. It's minus four. So in that sense, I guess, that's good news. It's still two over 500, but that's after an 11-1 start. But it would help, it certainly would help to get him in there. He was away for the paternity. He's out today. They can use him as a pinch hitter. Day off tomorrow. So get it going on the weekend, I guess.
Here's what I'm curious about.
Definitely good.
So last night, when the game is delayed an hour and a half, what does Eddie C. do?
What do you do, Ed?
What did I do last night?
You couldn't even watch the Celtic game because that game didn't start till 8:30. So there you go. You couldn't even do
that.
Did you watch the lottery? Did you watch the lottery?
I did not watch the lottery. I think I was talking to Ron Dolly, I believe. But Ronnie's always good to talk to,
He's the best friend.
By the way, I was just thinking about this because you mentioned Darling, and I think he had a book out already. Keith's got his book out. When are you writing a book? When is we going to have the memoirs of a Met reporter or something like that from Eddie Coleman?
The problem is
it'd be a very interesting book.
Oh, my God.
What's that, Ed?
Problem is, I can't remember, Joe.
Is that what it is? I can't remember.
That's
funny. Oh, boy.
I don't know. Maybe one day when I hang them up, we'll
all right.
I would love to read that book.
Tremendous.
I can imagine some of
that
things.
Book would be, I mean, let me tell you right now. Oh, my God. A couple nights in Chicago. Who, me?
Are you writing a,
when I,
yeah,
I mean,
you.
Eddie, when I retire, I am going to be so far away from anything that has anything to do with work. I'm trying to do that now. Ed.
All you got to do is dictate to somebody, Joe. What the heck? Yeah, you know, you can do that when you're playing golf.
It's too much. You know what, Ed? Seriously, it's too much work. And then you got to go on these. Then you got to go on these book tours.
That may be the worst part about it, Joe.
You got to be kidding me.
Got to go on every show in America.
I got to go here. You got to go there. What were you kidding me? How much you paying me for
gonna
this?
Keith is going to be exhausted. He was on Boomer, wasn't he?
He was on with Boomer. CNB. CNB was not on with us, by the way, which I don't understand.
Oh, okay. Well, he loves you guys.
Does he?
I was very surprised.
I saw Keith yesterday, and he actually came up to me and said hello. I was stunned. He came up to me.
Yeah, I know that. No, he likes you guys.
All right.
Trust me.
I think
there's a lot of people out there who like you guys.
I think Keith is a good guest in like two more months because it's overkill right now because he's been on every show. So it'd be weird. Probably. We'd have him on, and we'd ask him different questions. I understand that we all ask him different questions, but I don't know. It feels like... It's overkill. He's everywhere, and I understand why he's doing it.
He was on public radio. He was on NPR the other day.
Is that right?
Kind of funny.
Yeah, it was on the 5 the other day. Yeah. Did you see that, Joe?
He was on the 5?
No, I'm just
kidding.
Come on. I'm just kidding.
That'd be great, though. He's sitting next to Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Hey, you know who Kimberly's with now?
I know.
Oh.
Young Donald Trump.
Young Don Jr.
How about that?
How about that, indeed?
Yes. Stunning.
This is kind of funny out here, guys. They're playing the highlights from last night. But I think it's like the seventh time they played the highlights from last night.
Oh, is that right?
It's like the all-time offensive show. Everybody's on base. You know?
Yeah. Hey, they got to take advantage of it.
Doesn't happen often, Ed, you know?
Well, I know. Yeah, exactly. I swear it's like the sixth or seventh time I've seen it here today. So they're trying to keep them entertained, I guess. A lot of base hits, though, anyway.
Yeah, well, let's hope there's a lot of base hits for the Mets today.
One more.
And runs.
Follow it up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, keep it going on. Eddie, good talking to you. We appreciate it.
Eddie, always a pleasure, Ed.
Eddie C. on the Mets in about a half hour. Tarp's coming off the field. The Mets will take on the Blue Jays. They'll try to go 13-0 against the Blue Jays all time at Citi Field or Shea Stadium. But it's going to be a challenge because they have a really, really, really,
brutal.
Really bad lineup.
The word is brutal.
It's a brutal lineup.
Yes.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.